Today, we'll spend much of this show with the latest on what you need to know about COVID-19 and efforts to stop the spread. The White House announced the U.S.-Canada border is the latest crossing to close as part of those efforts. This is under mutual consent between the U.S. and Canadian governments. Only essential travel will be allowed, and President Trump says trade will not be impacted. NPR science correspondent Rob Stein joins us now to answer some of your most urgent questions about all of this. And Rob, we're tracking the breaking news. And one piece of developing news that a lot of people still want guidance on is testing for this virus. Where do we stand on the government's promise to ramp up, and who can get tested and how fast?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, we still don't have nearly enough testing available in this country, but it is finally starting to ramp up. More than 58,000 tests have been done, and thousands of tests are now being done every week as more labs come online and more tests become available. We've even finally started to see some of those, you know, drive-through pop-up test sites that we've been hearing about open up all around the country. And some of the newer tests that can produce results within hours are coming online, but the turnaround time varies a lot because all sorts of things. You know, labs can get backed up, so it can still take a day or two to get results. And public health experts say the U.S. still has a long way to go to get enough testing up and running to try to catch up with the virus, and, you know, which is we really need that to get the outbreak under control.
Yeah. Another question that we've been hearing a lot from the audience is about how they can take care of themselves at home. And people have been hearing warnings that they should not take over-the-counter painkillers like ibuprofen. Is that true?
Yes. So there's been a lot of conflicting information about that. That idea seems to have started because of a warning by the French health minister who told people not to take ibuprofen because it could make, you know, COVID-19, the disease caused by this virus, worse. But most of the experts that we've been talking to are saying there's really no good scientific evidence to back that up, no good evidence that there's something unusual about this virus that would make taking ibuprofen a bad idea. You know, it's important to remember that fever is part of the body's natural response to any infection.
Right.
So it's always the case that reducing a fever, you know, may interfere with the body's natural response to fight off an infection. So there's always that balancing act that you don't want a fever to go too high where it's dangerous, but some fever can help. But so far, we don't know anything that's special about this virus and ibuprofen.
Yeah. Another big question that we keep hearing over and over, we can't state enough, is to get clarity on this. Can you catch the virus by touching something? How long does it survive on surfaces? And should we be worried about bringing packages or mail inside of the house?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. And in fact, a study just came out this week in the New England Journal of Medicine that addresses that question. And it says that, you know, this virus can survive on stuff for days. You know, specifically, this study showed that it can stay alive on hard surfaces, you know, like plastic and stainless steel for up to 72 hours and on cardboard for up to 24 hours. So, you know, that's important because when an infected person sneezes or coughs, droplets that carry the virus can land on things like doorknobs, elevator buttons, handrails, countertops, and spread the virus to anyone who touches them. So, you know, it's important, though, to remember that this study was conducted at a federal lab, not under real-world conditions. So this may vary depending on things like temperature, humidity, you know, how much light there is. So there's still a lot we don't know about how long it survives on things, you know, like clothing and carpet. But, you know, it's important to remember that you can't kill the virus by wiping it down with, you know, alcohol and ammonia and stuff like that.
Okay, very quickly, we received a question from a listener about blood banks. A lot of them are experiencing shortages because blood drives are being canceled. Is it safe to donate blood right now?
So the Red Cross is aware of these problems and saying, you know, there is a concern about shortage, but it is safe to donate blood. They're taking lots of precautions. People who are taking blood are wearing gloves and changing them often and wiping down everyone's arms and everything donors touch and using, you know, sterile collection sets for every donation. So we're encouraging people to still come and donate blood because that's really important.
Yeah, these are just some of the questions we've been receiving from listeners. If you have a question, please let us know at hereandnow.org, and we'll answer them in the days to come. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein, thank you so much for your time.
You bet. No problem.